little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So conveniently, we're going straight into an area in the ENT part of the curriculum about sore throats. So we might just keep Max in mind when we're talking about the red flags related to sore throats. The main question that we're going to be asking of Max is he able to swallow? So Max is pretty poorly with this, isn't he? He's got a nasty sore throat, he's got big glands, and he's got a pussy-looking throat and a fever. Doesn't have a cough, and he's decided to take some antibiotics to make it better. In fact, we have quite already covered this in the child health area, so we're just going to do a quick skim through the safety netting that you might do for sore throats in an adult.
Yeah, so we would need to see you again urgently, Max, if you can't swallow, because if you're struggling to swallow even liquids, you might be developing an abscess in your throat, which we call a quinsy, and for that you would need to go to the hospital. So if you can't swallow liquids, do come back, ring us up. The other thing would be about how long this lasts. So I know you're taking antibiotics, but if your sore throat goes on for more than 2 weeks, we would usually do a blood test then for glandular fever.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.